This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are all in red, other than soy oil, but basically corn's being dragged backwards by wheat. Talk of two vessels being loaded heading into the U.S. out of Brazil, and then Argentine soy meal coming in. Actually, it might have been even Argentine corn, but soy meal coming out of Argentina to the U.S. as well. And, of course, it's the currency exchange allowing for that. Now, meal is not really responding that poorly to the news, but the corn is. And the reason being is corn stocks are fairly decent in the U.S., especially with the old. And the new crop, or I should say the soy meal, stocks are fairly tight, and crushing margins are really good. So, and that's reflected through the crushing margins. So corn is taking the brunt of that news. And, of course, the rain forecast, moving rains more up into the north, especially in through Iowa, northeastern Iowa, southeastern Minnesota, and then on into Wisconsin, northern Illinois. Some of the areas where it's been a little drier, that is viewed as negative as well. So between the wheat and the little bit of that weather forecast and the rumors or talk of a large commercial bringing in corn from South America, I think all of it's what's kind of trying to drag the corn market backwards. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.